Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Alaska's members of Congress are celebrating their success in opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling.
We finally got it done.
Alaska Congressman Don Young says he's been working toward this day since the passage of the Alaska Land Bill of 1980. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she left the Capitol early this morning after the Senate voted to pass the bill.
I was on the way out. I gave my dad a call.
Frank Murkowski held the office before her. He and then-Senator Ted Stevens worked year after year to try to pass an ANWR bill, and Lisa Murkowski said her father told her he was proud.
But he did say, you know, you did something that I couldn't do and Ted couldn't do, so good for you. One of these days you're gonna make something of yourself.
Environmentalists say they're not giving up. A coalition of 18 groups issued a statement vowing to fight in court, in corporate boardrooms, and in Congress to restore the protections that kept oil development out of the refuge for 37 years. A Coast Guard cutter is heading to a derelict fishing vessel adrift in the northern Pacific with the sole purpose of sinking it, possibly with machine gun or artillery fire.
Certainly a 170-foot fishing vessel drifting out there can cause some pretty serious damage to even a large commercial freighter.
Lieutenant Commander Orion Bloom, Command Center Chief for the Coast Guard 17th District, says the vessel Alaska Patriot is a navigational hazard. It's adrift about 215 miles south of Chirgoff Island.
Yeah, we have received some reports of commercial shipping traffic come by, and they've reported it to us, the position of it. You know, the Great Circle traffic runs very close there, and that's been one of our biggest concerns as far as just the sheer number of commercial traffic that comes by in that area.
The new owner of the Alaska Patriot was towing it from Dutch Harbor to Mexico when it broke free December 7th. The vessel has no power of its own. The Coast Guard cutter Sherman is now headed to the Alaska Patriot's last reported position, but it's unknown how they will sink it. Bloom says the cutter's crew may be able to climb aboard the vessel and open some valves to let in some water. The Sherman, a high endurance cutter built 50 years ago, has weapons that include a 25-millimeter and 50-caliber machine guns and a 76-millimeter deck-mounted artillery turret. The crew may simply shoot holes in the Alaska Patriot's hull until it sinks. Bloom says the Sherman's crew will do whatever is safest. The cutter is expected to arrive on scene this afternoon. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed the sentence of a man convicted for a double murder on Coast Guard base in Kodiak. In April of 2012, two Coast Guard employees at communication station Kodiak were found dead by gunshot. Richard Belisle, a retired Coast Guardsman, and James Hopkins, an active duty Coast Guardsman. Investigators tied a blue SUV to their co-worker, James Michael Wells. In 2014, Wells was found guilty of the murders in federal court, and this week a panel reversed the convictions and asked the case be scheduled for retrial.